A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Megillah 13a, pagination page 25. We're going to start on the facing page though. So we're on Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, pagination 24, about 15 lines down. In the middle of the line of Avad Shetehei Aruma, I'd like to discuss a bit about Vashti today, and then on today's daf, a little bit about Mordechai, and a little bit about Esther. So the Gemara over here says that Ahasuerush was boasting that his wife is the most beautiful, and they made a condition that Vashti should come to the men's party, Bilvad Shetehei Aruma, but she should come without clothes. So the Marsha says that the reason, as they understood it, that they were demanding that she come without clothes in order that he could prove his beauty contest or whatever he had in mind, was because the argument could be made that if she is dressed in royalty, that's why she appears with grace and appears to be beautiful. Clothes make the man and perhaps the woman too. It's all about the clothes and the ambiance. And therefore, they came up with their crazed plan that she should come without clothes. The Gemara continues and says, but the real reason that she was being demanded to come without clothes is shebemidash adam modid ba modidin lo. The way a person behaves, that's the way he is rewarded or punished. Because Vashti used to bring Jewish girls captives from when they sacked Yerushalayim and she had control, she was the ruling family, so she would take the Jewish girls, strip them of their clothes, and make them do work on Shabbos. So as far as the Gemara presents it, it doesn't say what kind of work. But the Targum in Megillas Esther on the Pasuk says that the type of work was that she made them, while they were unclothed, she made them work on weaving wool and linen together. And the question, of course, is why? So one of the Mefarshim comments that perhaps wool and linen rubs the skin and is painful, or so, like they're trying to come up with some reason. It would seem that the reason is that Vashti apparently was adept in certain Jewish ritual and was trying to mock the Jews. We have a concept that one of the reasons that wool and linen should not be worn together, woven together and then worn, is because it would express too much mastery over Hashem's creation. We're entitled to do a lot, but there are limitations. There are limitations in all areas. There are limitations on Shabbos as to what we're allowed to still do, limitations in kashrus, limitations even with one's spouse. There are limitations. So the limitations in clothing also, wool and linen, wool coming from the animal kingdom, linen, flax coming from the plant kingdom, and you put the two together, that's too much mastery. What Vashti perhaps was doing was taunting them and claiming, I am the master, you're not allowed to do this, you're not even clothed, but I'm in charge and I can blend wool and linen together. She was therefore punished regarding clothing, and the Gemara maintains that that's the explanation of the Pasuk. After Vashti was killed, so Ahasuerush is Zochares Vashti, he remembers Vashti, Vesa Sharasasa, and that which she did previously, making her deserving of the punishment, and therefore what was decreed against her, that she come without clothes, and when she didn't, she was killed for it. The question, of course, is Vatamoina Malka Vashti. Vashti refused to come. Why did she refuse to come? Pritzta Havoi. She was part of the plan to create this immoral situation. And they had planned it. They had staged it, Ahasuerus and Vashti together. So why didn't she come? First wide line, Omer Rav Yossi bar Chanina melamed shepocha b'tzaras, because she was afflicted with tzaras and she no longer was pretty. She looked ugly. On the next line, Tana, we learned, Bo Gavriel v'asa lozonov. Gavriel came and gave her a tail. So a miracle that a person should have a tail, okay, miracles, fine. But why? Why this miracle that she should get a tail? And the answer I once heard is that animals have a tail. And Vashti wanted to act like an animal, and she got a tail. And once she got a tail, she didn't want to go to Ahasuerus because she looked weird. And that is the story of Vashti. Let's move on to today's daf. In the wide lines, about a third of the way down, at the end of a line, Ashar Hogla Mirushalayim, referring to Mordechai, that he was exiled, or he took to exile from Yerushalayim. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Shegola Me'atzmo, that he went voluntarily into exile. And this is very revealing about Mordechai, that we find that sometimes he did something that would not be preferred for the greater good. So over here, Mordechai was not forcibly included in the exile, and undoubtedly he would have rather remained in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, there was a certain compelling reason to join the exile, and that was the awareness that this first exile would set the infrastructure in place so that later, when thousands and thousands of Jews would be exiled, there would be an infrastructure in place to accept them. And Mordechai chose to purposely go with them during that exile. We find that as well in Mordechai's behavior at the end of the Megillah, where we're told, once he became prime minister, Dorish Tov La'amo, he was seeking the good for people. He was very busy with chesed. And Ratzui L'rov Echov, most people liked what he was doing. But some people objected. And we're told that it's the scholars, his chaverim in the Sanhedrin, some of them objected to the fact that he was no longer learning as intensely and wasn't found in the Beis Medrash as much. Mordechai undoubtedly would have rather been in the Beis Medrash, but there were mitzvahs to be done that he was the only one who could do them effectively. And again, regardless of his personal preference, the question on his mind is, what is the greater good? Let's drop down a few lines, and we have a statement over here from Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. The Gemara is discussing how beautiful Esther was. Some say Estoher, like the moon. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha maintains, Esther Yirak Rokes Haisa. She was greenish. If we wanted to picture something like moldy, she was not attractive, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. But there was a thread of grace that was drawn upon her, and she was attractive. She had a certain chayin, a grace about her that made people like her. We find this idea as well by the topic of kala noeva chasuda, that a kala is beautiful. You're allowed to tell the chasan, your kala is beautiful. But what happens if she's not beautiful, the Gemara asks. And the answer that's most popularly accepted is that every kala is beautiful. there's a certain grace about her which makes her attractive, and you can genuinely tell the chassan, kala no'e v'chassuda. So again, we encountered some insights about Vashti, perhaps based on the Targum in Megillas Esther, a little bit more sophisticated than we typically appreciate. She was blending wool and linen and trying to be a big shot. We have Mordechai dedicated to his people, regardless of perhaps what his personal preferences might have been. And we have Esther, according to one approach, Estaher, truly beautiful, like the moon glowing. But according to others, essentially, from an objective perspective, she was not beautiful, but she had a beauty about her based on this blessing of grace. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.